time. The silent herald of life and death. Success or failure. The unseen force that measures man's destiny, reaching its most fateful moment as it slowly strikes the 11th hour.
Perhaps when I look back on what has passed, I can see now that my life has not only consisted of suffering and heartbreak. There were times when I was happy. And it was good to be alive. To feel the sun on my back and the gentle breath of wind in my face. I have not been a useless member of society. I worked. Oh, many, many years. I asked for nothing save what I considered my due. Yet I cannot help feeling that it would have been better to have died years ago. It was the year 1947. I had just returned from a prisoner of war camp in Russia to our little farm on the outskirts of Magdeburg in the Russian sector of what you now call East Germany.
You're very quiet all of a sudden, Reinhardt. Something bothering you?
They're going to take away our farm, Hella.
What? What do you mean, they? Who's they?
They. The LPG. There's to be a meeting tonight.
Well, don't go then. This is a free country, so I don't see how they can just come and take our farm away from us.
I must go. The others will be relying on me to act as spokesman.
Well, I won't allow it. If the others, whoever they are, want to object, let them find someone else to do their talking.
Your father is amongst them, Hella.
Papa? They want his farm, too?
They want everything. And by the looks of things, they'll get everything, too.
It's the Russians, isn't it? They're behind all this.
No, no. It's more than that. It's like a picture. A dream someone's placed in the minds of our people. A dream of plenty in a land where no one lacks for anything.
But we all have dreams like that, Rhino. It's what makes everything seem worthwhile.
Yeah, I know. But this madman has created such a remarkable picture in the minds of the people that they actually believe that it will become reality.
At our expense, I suppose.
Possibly, although they don't see it that way. The people, I mean.
No.
The idea of self-sacrifice still has a noble ring to it. even after what we've just been through.
Self-sacrifice, indeed. Well, if they feel so noble doing it, that's fine with me. But we're certainly not going to give up our little farm just to satisfy someone else's absurd dream of utopia.
Ah, my dear. I fear you don't fully appreciate the situation, huh?
Oh, Rhino.
Ah, it will be your father.
Rhino has been expecting you.
Good evening, Papa.
Evening, Reinhardt. Forgive me, I'm a little early.
Take a seat. I'll fetch you a cup of tea.
Sit.
Well?
I have told her.
What did she have to say?
Nothing much, Papa. She doesn't understand.
Does anyone? Can anyone understand why we must give up our farms, our very livelihood? Because somebody else has decided they want it?
Well, it's not an accomplished fact yet.
And it won't become one either. At least not as regards my farm. I swear I'll burn the whole place down before I allow them to walk in and take over.
Shh, you must not say things like that. It is dangerous.
You see? Do you see what we become? Frightened even to speak what's in our hearts or minds for fear of the Stasi.
I am not frightened, Papa. Not for myself, but for my wife and our son. Would you be any less careful?
No. And I'm not accusing you. It's just that in these last few years, I've watched the changes, and I am ashamed. Once there was a time I was proud to be a German. But now...
Papa, please. Things do change. They're all different. Oh, I'll admit there's a lot I disapprove of, but that's only to be expected.
I've lived through two wars, my son, and I know I shouldn't expect life to be the same as before. But the people... It's the people who are different now.
Oh, don't stop talking. I know what it is all about.
So maybe you'd be better off forgetting it, Hella.
I agree with that. This isn't business for a woman's ears.
Oh, that is interesting. You're talking about giving our farms away, and suddenly it doesn't concern me. Who then?
Don't be unreasonable, Hella. We're only protecting your interests. You're so outspoken, it's bound to land you in trouble with the Stasi.
Whatever for? I'm hardly the criminal type.
That's something the police haven't much worried about of late. I don't see that they make any exception for your concern, my child. Danke.
Papa. Papa, tell me honestly. Have they a right to take away something that doesn't belong to them?
A right? My dear, no. I dare say they haven't. But that's another thing that doesn't bother them in the slightest.
Hi.
pleasant looking creature, Ehrenhardt.
Herr Gustav Hasselmeier in person.
Comrades, we all know why we've assembled here, so I shall come right to the point. All those in favor of joining the agricultural cooperative will please indicate by raising their right hands. Silence! We've gone out of our way to offer you all far more money than those farms are worth. Why do you not accept?
Go on, Rhino. Now's your chance to say what we think of his offer.
Herr District President.
Yeah?
If you don't mind, I'd like to speak on behalf of those present here.
Your name?
Reinhard Kinzel, Herr President.
Kinzel. Reinhard Manfred, age 44. Very well, Herr Kinzel. You may speak on their behalf.
Thank you. 2 weeks ago, we were approached individually, and an offer was made to purchase our land.
A good offer, Herr Kinzel, for far more than the land is worth.
We do not dispute that, sir. But we resent the pressure being brought to bear on us. Pressure which is forcing us to accept.
Now listen. You, the lot of you, are standing in the way of progress. The other collectivized farms far exceed your production. And yet you have the audacity to scorn our offer.
Our production may be lower, although I doubt it. But the main reason we refuse to sell is because the money will never be paid.
Herr Kinzel, I came here tonight prepared to bargain with you, to please you in every possible way. Not to be called a liar. I assure you, your words will not be forgotten, or your accusations.
And I will not be intimidated. It's my farm to do this as I will, and I have no wish to join the LPG. Not now. Never!
You are a foolish man, Kinzel. Very foolish. Have you not a 15-year-old son at present at the agricultural college at Potsdam?
That is correct.
Then he is extremely unfortunate to have you as a father.
Palm one hair of his head, Herr Hasselmeier. And I swear, here in front of all these witnesses, that you'll regret it a thousandfold.
We shall see, Kinzel. We shall see.
Rhino. Oh, for goodness sake, stop worrying.
I can't. 4 days and still no word from Wolf. Where is he? Why doesn't he contact us?
Because he's studying. It's nearly exam time. You know that.
But he's not there anymore. Why can't he study at the college?
Listen.
Yeah.
No. Let me go. You stay out of sight.
Good afternoon, Frau Kinzel.
What? Hassle me.
Oh, boy, my son.
Hello, Father.
Hello, my son. Are you all right? They haven't harmed you, have they?
We don't hurt children, Herr Kinzel. We've merely been having a long talk. Not so, Wolf.
Yes, Herr District President.
A fine boy you have, and according to his teachers, very good student, too. It's such a pity his future is in jeopardy.
Jeopardy? What do you mean by that?
The state cannot afford to waste time and money educating the son of a person who openly works against that state.
Lies! Show me one shred of evidence to prove your allegation.
You failed to meet the quota for the past 3 months. Whether this is deliberate or not is of no consequence. But by doing so, you deprive the people and thereby the state as well. The people suffer because of your incompetence. If The people suffer, so should you.
Swine. You know why my quota has dropped. Labor! I can't get people to help me at harvest time because you threatened them.
You're a strange man, Herr Kinsler. Are you telling me that I am working against the best interest of the state?
Herr Hasselmeier, I'd be grateful if you would leave my house.
How dare you?
You are not welcome here.
Very well. You have a little time to consider. Use it.
We'll have to give in, Reinhold.
No, never. This place, I made it what it is. I won't stand by and watch someone else take it away from me.
Perhaps they will pay.
No, let's not go over all that again, Papa. You know as well as I do how they pay. 10% of the annual profits. Only they'll make sure there's no profit. And then one day we'll get a letter saying we owe so much for tax on that money. Money we haven't received.
And the boy, what of his future?
I don't know. I just don't know.
Have you thought about getting out to the West?
What good would that do? They'd get this place as a present. No, I'll stay.
I've been giving a lot of thought recently. Old as I am, I've no wish to live under those conditions anymore.
As long as we stick together, we'll manage, Father. Yeah.
Rhino, please go and have a word with Wolf. Or cheer him up a bit.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Where is he?
Outside in the barn.
What can I say to the boy? All day long he sits and mopes. He never offers to help in the fields. Hardly says a word to either of us.
What's the matter, Wolf? It hurts us to see you miserable like this, huh?
Nothing.
Is it the college? Would you rather be back there?
That's impossible. I was expelled, remember? My father is a reactionary, they said. We can't educate the children of those plotting against the state.
You don't believe that, do you? You know why we are being ostracized like this.
All I know is that my father refuses to sell his farm to the state for a good price so that the people might benefit.
Yeah, I see. And you wouldn't mind if I gave this farm to the cooperative, huh? Even knowing it'll all be yours one day.
I don't want it. I want nothing of yours. You hear me? Nothing. Not even your name.
Ah, Herr Kinsler, this is an unexpected visit.
I've come to tell you you can have my farm.
Indeed. What makes you so sure we're still interested in it?
Stop toying with me, Hasselmeier. I know you still want the farm, but now I'm ready to...
It's Herr District President to you, Kinsler, and if you show any further disrespect, I'll have you arrested and thrown into prison. Do I make myself clear?
District President.
Right. Now, you wish to sell your farm. What price did you have in mind?
The price we originally agreed on, 35,000 marks.
Unfortunately, that offer no longer stands.
But that was
considering the fact that your farm has steadily dropped in production, I feel that 15,000 marks would be reasonable.
50? Cannot be serious. The land's worth double that.
Don't waste my time, Kinsler. 15,000. That's my offer.
Very well. I accept.
Good.
But on condition that my son be reinstated at the Potsdam Agricultural College and that I get paid in cash.
You dare to lay down conditions? You know better than a common thief, a traitor to your country. Get out. Get out. You'll get paid like the rest and like it.
Don't blame yourself, Rhino. Bitterness won't make it any easier.
Herr District President, my heavens, what I wouldn't give to get my hands around that rotten neck.
Things could be worse. At least we'd be able to stay here to run the farm.
No, I could never do that. Your father was right, Hella. We must get out. Now, while we still can.
Please.
We'll start again. It's not too late. In West Berlin, they have camps run by the Americans and the British.
But what about Ruth?
Help us to start in the
night. He's been told he can come return to the college.
Us.
He wants
They've
to go back.
They've got many fine colleges in the West. He can continue his studies.
But, oh, I don't know. Rhino, it scares me. The thought of starting again.
We have no
in
choice,
a strange
Hella,
country.
None. We'll go tomorrow evening in the truck. At least the visitor's on our side. In another hour, it'll be dark and we can be on our way. Perhaps I should have gone to fetch Papa rather than allow him to ride over here on his bicycle. He'd be so wet. Oh, well, it can't be helped. The rain may even wash the smell of this terrible place from our clothes. I wonder if Hella's managed to cheer the boy up. What sort of people are these? That they would turn a son against his own father.
Everything's ready, Rhino.
Good. How is Wolf feeling better?
Wolf? Isn't he with you?
Don't say
he's chosen
a time like this to get into one of his moods. I'll have to go and look. He's probably in the barn.
Rhino, be gentle with him. He's too young to understand. The police? It's the police!
Just keep calm.
Quick, we must go. The Stasis are over. They're on their way over now.
Papa, we can't. Wolf is hiding somewhere.
No, he's not. I saw him not a few miles back in the police car with Herr District President Hasselmeier.
Betrayed by my own son. I still can't believe that he would hate me enough to inform the police.
They're getting very close now. How do you plan to get through? There's the frontier up ahead.
I'll show you how I intend getting through, Papa. I'll show you.
Rhino! The guards! They shoot!
Get down! Both of you on the floor!
Papa!
You've taken my son and my farm. Now try to take my life.
Shattered. For days, I walked about not caring, seeing nothing. I lost everything I had. And I can truthfully say I wanted to die.
Yeah. I can understand how you must have felt.
It should have been the end of my suffering, you'd think, huh? But no. The There was more to come. A member of your church came to see me at that camp. He spoke to me at great length, persuaded me to come here to settle, to start a new life.
We are glad you came, Reinhard. You have been an example to all of us in this community.
An example? No, Father. I don't think so. I settled here and I was fortunate. Time seemed to heal the pain, so that once again I knew what it was like to be happy. Ah, well, content at least. You've heard about the new main road that's going to pass through here soon, haven't you?
Yes.
Did you know that it's going to pass right through this very room?
Oh, your house? Then they'll have to demolish it.
Yeah, I suppose they will.
Oh, I am sorry. But at least you will be compensated for it.
Yesterday I had a visitor, an engineer. He wanted to measure up the house to value it.
Oh, don't worry, Reinhard. This is a democratic country. With the money you get, you will easily be able to afford a new house. A better one, perhaps.
Suddenly, it was as if the years had rolled back, and I was facing another young man who also wanted my home. The promises were the same. Everything was the same.
Don't lose heart, my friend. Everything will turn out all right.
This young man was arrogant, too. Not nearly as arrogant as the district president, but arrogant all the same. I hated him. He was in the bedroom when I shot him. The body is still there.
Silent herald of life and death, success or failure, the unseen force that measures man's destiny, reaching its most fateful moment as it slowly strikes the 11th hour.